Well, you know, it's good to win. It's always good to win and be 5-0. I don't think that was either team's best game out there today. But, you know, in the end, we were able to make a few more plays. And so, you know, we'll take it and move on to Dallas. But, you know, it was a physical game. It was a lot of hard hitting out there. I just don't think on our end it was executed the way we're capable of. But, as I said, in the end, we made enough plays. So, that was good, but we left some out there, too. And I think we just got to do a better job all the way around in all three areas of the game and the coaching. And I think we can play better than that. But give Cleveland credit. They're tough. They can move the ball, like we talked about all week. And they showed that today, and they gave some problems defensively.
Can you talk about the role of turnovers, especially early in the game, helping you guys?
That was big. Yeah, it was big, you know, especially the one in the end zone. Yeah, that was obviously a big play. You know, would we get three of them? So, you know, it's four. Dan, that's right, fourth one, yeah. So, you know, turnovers, field position, you know, it's always important. And we all know the stats that go with those turnovers. So, you know, we had some big ones today. You know, they either saved us points or the last one got us points.
Bill, did you figure going in that it might be a little bit different with the game plan in terms of using Stallworth a little bit more early, Ben got involved later?
No. No, not really. I mean, we just pretty much run our stuff, and, you know, a lot of that's dictated by the coverage and the matchups that we have there. So, you know, I thought that we, you know, came to where, you know, for the most part, came to probably the right spot with the ball. I don't, again, think our execution was, you know, as good as what it could be or maybe what it has been in other games.
Bill, how satisfying was the first red zone stop?
Yeah, first one of the year. Yeah, finally. You know, I thought we played a little better in the red area. I really did. I think we tightened things up a little bit. But, you know, we still need to do a better job of that.
Coach, what are your thoughts on Rodney's performance that first game back?
I'll have to take a look at the tape, but it's good to have him back out there. Probably done without the penalties.
Team answered after they closed the 20-10.
Yeah, that was a big drive. That was a big drive. And, you know, after we got the penalty there and hitting Ben on that, what was it, 2nd and 20 or something like that, that was a big play on that drive. So yeah, it was a good, we needed that drive. You know, we really didn't move the ball at all in the third quarter other than, you know, we had the reverse and I guess one of the first down. But we weren't moving it much in the third quarter. We needed the answer with something, and that was big.
Overall, Junior Seau just seems to sort of, you know, turn back the clock. I mean, he's running all over the field. Can you just comment on not necessarily what he did out here, but just in general, the energy that he's been bringing to the defense?
No, it's been tremendous. Yeah, Junior's got a lot of energy to our defense, to our entire football team. I think a lot of people on the team, a lot of players, coaches, all of us, you know, respond to him. He's got a great love for the game and a preparation for it as well, not just playing it, but he prepares hard during the week. If you could, you know, see him in practice, you'd see pretty much the same thing as what you see out there on Sunday. And he's consistent. He brings it every day. He's got a good level of energy, and it's real good for our football team. It's good for our team. I'm glad we have him. Glad we do. And you know, he made some big plays today, but you know, he makes plays every week, and a lot of plays it's things where he'll draw something so somebody else can make it. It's not in any way all about him. You know, he's a very unselfish player. Might be one of the most unselfish players I've ever coached.
During the week that basically it was Lewis who had carried the ball for them all year and they lose him early. Did you see that affect the offense for them?
Well, I think, you know, we all have a lot of problems with Wright. I mean, he bounced a lot of balls outside. He's more of a loose play guy, similar to, you know, what we saw last week from Watson, you know, in Cincinnati. And, you know, they ran some inside runs, but it wasn't the same kind of power style that Lewis brings. But, you know, I thought he ran the ball well, and we got hurt on some bounce out and perimeter plays. So, you know, it was a different challenge. They're both good backs. Certainly gave them another option in the passing game. You know, they hurt us on that angle route and a screen, things like that. I'm not sure that Lewis would have. They might not have been in there on that play, but you know, those are good plays for him, and he runs them well.
Coach, can you talk about that goal line stand? How it kind of got your defense going, maybe after the early drive?
We weren't actually in our goal line defense, but the ball is down there close. We were able to make a couple plays in the, you know, with our regular defense in there. And that was important, obviously. It was a good job to keep him out of the end zone. And then, you know, we got the tip ball and the turnover. So, you know, that gave us a lift. We seemed like we needed something to get us going a little bit today.
On that one interception, I mean, he threw his hands up like he had scored a touchdown on that one.
I was pretty happy to get two in one game, but I don't know. You have to ask him about that. Not sure what he was. I don't know what Junior's thinking sometimes.
How did you like the kickoff coverage?
We had our moments. It's a challenge, though. They're a great return team. Cribs is a terrific runner, and, they didn't break any real long ones, but they had some good field position. We got them down there a couple times early, but it was a challenge. It was a problem.
Junior in pass coverage, have you noticed at all, an improvement? I know it might sound, for 18 years in the league, I don't know if he could improve on a pretty solid record coming in here, but is that an area of his game that you've noticed improvement from when
I think Junior is a very astute player. He understands the passing game, and he understands who the threats are, and those change from week to week and by passing scheme to passing scheme. You know, one team throws a little bit different than the next, but he understands football very well, knows where the where the threats are, and he's very aware of those. So both in the running game and the passing game, he's really outstanding in terms of knowing what needs to be done and how to what needs to be taken away in certain coverages and against different looks. So I think he's been pretty good at that since he's been here. You know, he's a very instinctive player, but he knows what's going on.
Watson's production directly connected to the wide receivers around him.
Well, I don't know. I think they all help each other. Yeah, I think they probably all help each other. You know, Stallworth and Watson seem like they had more production today, and a little bit less to Randy and Wes. Although we had our chances with them, we just maybe didn't take advantage of some of the opportunities we had. But it's hard to cover all of them. I can tell you that from practice. They all have good ability and they can get open. And, Tom can get them the ball. So.
Even with the L, were you impressed with some of the things that the Browns were able to do that some of the other teams hadn't stopped Randy?
Yeah, I think the Browns are a good football team. I think they're a well-balanced team. They're good in the kicking game. They gave us problems on defense, and they moved the ball against us. So, that really didn't come as any big surprise to me. They've been doing that. Right. Well, I don't know. I try not to put too much weight on the stats in previous games. Everything's pretty well contained within each competitive contest, and so sometimes that stuff that's happened in the past doesn't necessarily reflect the matchup in this game.
As games following the Monday night go, in terms of how do you change your expectation level about efficiency, performance, et cetera? How does this fit into that scale of things?
I just think we got to do a better job. I think we can play better than we played. We didn't play as well as I think we're capable of playing in any phase of the game. And we got to do a better job of coaching. So, when the players don't play well, then that's a reflection of the coaching. So I think we just got to do a better job all the way around. Long week, short week, or any other week. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Yep.